Chapter 3. Now I'll finish my record about the destruction of my people, the Nephites. We marched out to confront the Lamanites. I wrote a letter to the Lamanite king, asking him to permit us to gather our people to the land of Cumorah, by a hill called Cumorah, where we would engage them in battle. And the Lamanite king granted my request. We marched to the land of Cumorah and pitched our tents around the hill Cumorah. It was in a land of many lakes, rivers, and springs. Here we hoped to gain some advantage over the Lamanites. When 384 years had ended, we had finished gathering the rest of our people to the land of Cumorah. When we finished gathering everyone to the land of Cumorah, I was old. And because I knew it would be my people's last struggle, and because I had been commanded by the Lord not to allow the sacred records handed down by our forefathers to fall into Lamanite hands who would destroy them, I made this record from the plates of Nephi and hid away all the records entrusted to me by the Lord in the hill Cumorah. Except for these few plates I gave my son, Moroni. Then my people, including their wives and children, saw the Lamanite armies approaching. They waited for the attack with that awful fear of death that fills the hearts of the wicked. They attacked us, and every one was terrified because of their overwhelming numbers. They attacked my people with the sword, bow, arrow, axe, and all kinds of weapons. My men were cut down, all 10,000 who were with me, and I was wounded and fell in the middle of them. And they passed me by and didn't kill me. After they cut down all my people, except for 24 of us, including my son, Moroni, on the next day after the Lamanites had returned to their camps, the survivors of the slaughter of our people surveyed from the top of the hill Cumorah the 10,000 of my people who were dead. It included all those I led into battle. We also surveyed the 10,000 led by my son, Moroni. And Gidgadonah's 10,000 were dead, with him in the middle of them. And Lama had died with his 10,000, and Gilgal had died with his 10,000, and Limhah had died with his 10,000, and Jonaim had died with his 10,000, and Cumanihah, Moronihah, Antionim, Shiblom, Shem, and Josh had died with their 10,000 each. There were 10 more who died by the sword with their 10,000 each. Indeed, everyone, except for the 24 who were with me, and a few who had escaped to lands in the south, and another few who defected to the Lamanites, all others were dead. Their flesh, bones, and blood lay on the ground, left by those who killed them to decay on the land, and to decompose and return to their mother earth. My soul was torn with anguish for those of my people who had been killed. And I cried out, "O, you beautiful people, how could you have departed from the Lord's ways? O, you beautiful people, how could you have rejected that Jesus who stood with open arms to receive you? If you hadn't done this, you wouldn't have fallen. But you've fallen. And I mourn your loss. O, you beautiful sons and daughters, you fathers and mothers, you husbands and wives, you beautiful people, how is it that you could have fallen? But you're gone, and my sorrow can't bring you back. The day will soon come when your mortal body will put on immortality. These decomposing bodies must soon become bodies free from decay. Then you must stand before Christ's judgment seat to be judged according to your works. If you are righteous, then you will be blessed with your forefathers who have gone before you. If only you had repented before this great destruction overtook you. But you're gone. And the Father, indeed, the eternal Father of heaven, knows your circumstances. He'll do with you according to his justice and mercy. Now I would like to speak a little to the remnant of this people who are spared, if God gives them my words, so they can learn about their forefathers. Yes, I speak to you that remain of the house of Israel. This is my message for you. Know that you're part of the house of Israel. Know you must repent or you can't be saved. Know you must lay down your weapons and never pick them up again, unless God commands you, and you must never enjoy shedding blood. Know you must learn about your forefathers and repent of all your sins and iniquities, and believe in Jesus Christ, that He is the Son of God, and He was killed by the Jews, and that by the power of the Father He has risen again, by which He's gained the victory over the grave. In Him the bitterness of death is swallowed up. He brings about the resurrection of the dead, through which all mankind will certainly be raised to stand before His judgment seat. He has accomplished the world's redemption, so that any who are found guiltless before Him at the judgment day will live in God's presence in His kingdom, to sing unending praises with the choirs above, to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, which are united as one God, in a state of endless happiness. Therefore, repent, be baptized in Jesus' name, and hold firmly to Christ's gospel, which will be set before you, not only in this record, but also in the record the Gentiles receive from the Jews, a record the Gentiles will provide to you. Indeed, this record is written so you'll believe that record. If you believe that one, then you'll believe this one also. If you believe this, you'll know about your forefathers and the miraculous works that were done among them by God's power. You'll also know you're a remnant of Jacob's descendants. Therefore, you're included among the people of the first covenant. If you believe in Christ and are baptized, first with water, then with fire and the Holy Ghost, following our Savior's example, as He has commanded us, it will be well with you at the judgment day. Amen.